Exit polls from our friends at the Associated Press show that about 6 in 10 voters surveyed disapproved of the war in Iraq. The same number said they do not approve of how President Bush is handling his job.
The surveys also showed almost 60% of independent voters cast ballots for Democrats. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams has been tracking the exit polls and joins us from our studio in New York. And good morning, and you've probably been up all night.
I have, Renee. Good morning.
The war in Iraq was clearly important to voters, but there's another issue that may have swayed many people to the Democrats, and that's corruption, right?
You know, I was so surprised by this, but according to the exit polls, Renee, what you have is 42% of voters saying that official corruption was extremely important to their vote.
And they, of course, Democrats talked a great deal about what they called a culture of corruption, among Republicans. But that did fade a bit before Election Day.
Well, it certainly faded as an issue out on the campaign trail. But it's so interesting. If you look at Virginia, for example, according to the exit polls, if you viewed, you being a voter, viewed corruption, political corruption as extremely important, that resulted in 57% of those people voting for Jim Webb, only 38% for George Allen. And that tracks throughout all of the exit polls, that official corruption really hurt Republican candidates.
And what about the issue of the fight against terrorism? That has propelled Republicans to victory in past elections.
Well, you know, in this election, it was so interesting. The war in Iraq, clearly people who were concerned about the war in Iraq voted strongly against Republican candidates. But in the case of, if they were able to separate the issue of terrorism out from the war in Iraq, then it often turned around. For example, let's look again at that Virginia Senate race. If you felt that the war in Iraq was extremely important, what you voted for was the Democrat Webb, 59-40 according to the exit poll. But if, on the other hand, you felt the issue of terrorism was key, it flipped exactly on its head, Renee, and 59% voted for George Allen, the incumbent Republican. Same thing was true in Missouri. If you felt that the war was so important, there again, you voted for Claire McCaskill, 61-38 over Jim Talent. But if it was a matter of terrorism being most important to you, there, Jim Talent won 59% of the vote as opposed to 41 for Miss McCaskill.
And interesting, obviously, because the Republicans have succeeded in tying those together in previous elections. You know, in the days leading up to this election, we talked a great deal about whether national or local issues would carry the day. Now, looking back, what's your take?
Well, according to the exit polls, this was a national election, no question about it. It was a referendum. 33% of voters tell us that local matters counted most, but 62% focused on national affairs. And you can see this in terms of the approval rating for President Bush. This was pretty much tracked to what we'd seen going into the election, Renee. 41% of the voters said they approved, but 58% said they disapproved. And that pretty much, you could see it modeled all the way through all of the races. People who just, you know, sensing that this was a matter of voting on the war, on corruption, and on President Bush, making it a national referendum election and a wave election, I think, that people will look back on and say this was about the war and it was about President Bush.
And any local issues really stick out, though, as, you know, being really critical to getting out voters, getting them to vote in one direction or another?
Well, I think that people had a strong sense about the economy, but, you know, how do you distinguish from national and local issues there? Some of the power that what is attached to something like same-sex marriage, for example, same-sex marriage did very well, but sometimes the Republicans didn't do well even as though same-sex was passing in a state like Virginia.
Juan, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Speaking to us from our New York bureau, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.